Blog Talk Radio.
Come, we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in the song of sweet accord. Join in the song of sweet accord. And thus surround the throne. And thus surround the throne. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching up to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those who refuse to see, who never knew a song, join in a song of her sweet accord. Join in the song of sweet accord. And thus surround the throne. And thus surround the throne. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those who refuse to see, who never knew our God, join in a song of sweet accord. Join in a song of sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus surround the throne. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Here we go again with time to come on. We got to glory to God, have an interruption. But nevertheless, to God be the glory. Praise the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank God, we give him glory, praise, and honor before we even attempt to address anything with the enemy. Oh, what a mighty God and an awesome God we serve. Every time we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, our heart ought to cry out, thank God for saving us. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Glory to the Most High God. Awesome is he. Yay, praise to the Lord, and the system jumped right back on. See, that's the kind of God we serve. Sometimes we can't even go over to God, give any acknowledgement to the enemy. Give praise to God, and he already got a plan. So, God, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Hallelujah. To be able to come in your presence and come with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah from Paul. Blessings flow. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You saved my soul. You made me whole. You saved my soul. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of the praise and all the glory, all the honor. There is none like him, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thy name shall be, hallelujah, shall be praised. God, and I pray, glory to God, we get to a place, no matter what the situation, circumstances dictate to us, that we shall be in a mindset like never before. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to give him glory. So much to be thankful for when we think, glory to God, of all the things that are going on in the cosmos right about now. All the horrific and horrible and phenomenal things, glory to God, that are going on. Hallelujah. Things that, glory to God, God did not ordain to be so, that the adversary, the prince of this air, has, glory to God, brought forth. But the God that we serve is greater than anything, glory to God, that the enemy do or done, or glory to God, what he sends forth. Thank you, Jesus. All right, sister, you got to come back up no matter what and wind up playing the games tonight. But we thanking God, glory to God, no matter what. Praise the Lord. We always got another alternative. We'll use another method. But we thank you, Jesus, that we can call upon your name, and we call, glory to God, upon your name, and with thanksgiving, and glorify him and magnify him, because there is no other answer, hallelujah, for us, glory to God, here in the earth as believers, and everyone that needs a Savior, he is the answer, glory to God, and we need to get to the place, no matter what, as we call by his name and ordained of God and filled the Holy Spirit, to let him lead and guide us, and we can be the lights in this perverse situation where these things that are going on in the atmosphere, going on in the earth, going on, glory to God, in the minds of people, that God, the change of mind can be through God's word. And our living to have the light shine and be the salt of the earth can make a difference as we be the witness of and the disciples for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm probably going to have to go ahead and turn the phone on to bring the system back up on that way because the computer has went out again. But it does not stop us tonight because we shall bless the Lord and we will glorify the Lord and hear the message that God has sent through our elder, Johnny May. And I know the Lord has blessed her to study, to show herself approved and ready, glory to God, under that anointing for God's will to be done through us. And so we thank the Lord as you bless the servant of God that's going to be breaking the bread of life tonight. So to everything else that becomes subject, so we bind up the hand of the enemy that will try to bring anything to hold up what God has said. So I thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. In the name of Jesus, we do have the victory. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Praise the Lord. Well, we got the system up on the phone, so we thank God for, we already have six on, hallelujah, seven with myself, so we're going to go on, praise the Lord, hallelujah, right on into the service. And anybody else that want to join us, we ask the Lord God to bless, hallelujah, for whatever time they come on. Now, the phone not going to act up because we're going to bind this up. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can stand before us when we call on that great name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. Praise the Lord. I'm giving you the scripture reading. And then, glory to God, we're going to prepare ourselves, hallelujah, to bring on our speaker of the hour. Bless the Lord, none other than Elder Johnny Mae Simpson. So to you, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank glory to God, hallelujah, for he always have a ram in the bush and always have an alternative to whatever's going on. He'll work it out for our good. So help us to continue to stand in faith regardless of the obstacles that be before us. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 34, it says, I will bless, starting in the first verse, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My life makes it boast in the Lord. Let the humble and the afflicted hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought, glory to God, and inquired of the Lord, and he required of him for of necessity and on the authority of his word. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. This is in the Amplified. They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces all never blushed for shame. For he confused. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamped around those who fear him, who revere and worship him, and with all, and each of them he delivers. Oh, taste and see that the Lord our God is good. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied is the man who trusts and take refuge in him. Praise the Lord. We read from Psalms 34, 1 through 5. Praise the Lord. Let the word of the Lord, glory to God, dwell richly in our spirits in submission to obedience to his word. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Awesome is he. Praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. At this time, praise the Lord, we give glory and honor to God for a brand new day, because this is the day that he has made. We give glory and praise and thank you, Lord God, for even bless us as the warriors, the divine connection, being able to come together to worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. This night, and even for the blessing that you bestowed upon us on Saturday for coming in for prayer. Hallelujah. And Charlotte, for the different ones that come in from the various different states and the various different cities, that we come together on one accord with the anointing flowing and the Spirit of the Lord moving in a miracle. For even in the fellowship, even God, for blessing in our time for eating, glory to God, the natural food. We bless you. We thank you tonight as we come before you. We ask you, Lord, to help us get our hearts prepared to receive what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through your vessel as he break the bread of life tonight. Elder Johnny Mae, glory to God. Hallelujah. Simpson, we thank God for her and thank you for preparations of what God has given her, God, for the body of Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, that you continue to bless her, strengthen her. God, bind up any interference that will come against this word or come, glory to God, against these devices, that we will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And glory to God, not only hear, but tune in, glory to God, with a mindset and glory to God with a determination to obey the Spirit of the Lord when he speaks to us at whatever given time. So we go over to find you. We magnify and compass all under the blood. Dispatch your angels about over to God, our families and loved ones and church family. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have to say, what you're doing, and what you have done. Oh, God, as we even pray for those over to God, hallelujah, that are in need of a Savior, need of a deliverer, need of glory to God, of God to heal and regulate their minds. And even for all the horrific things we're hearing in the wars and, glory to God, the earthquakes and the fires and the storms and everything else that's going on, God, help us to keep our minds on you, looking up to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, trusting you through these trials, but blessing and healing those, glory to God, that are hurting and through the grief. But thank you for the miracles of the various things that you're doing in the midst of it all. So as we cast these cares and concerns back to you, we thank you again. Hallelujah for the word that's coming forth tonight. We thank you for the joy, the peace, the strength, and courage, and we bind up everything, hallelujah, the enemy that comes over to God to interfere, bind up any chaos and confusion, any set up traps, plots, plans, and schemes, any untimely death, and cancel that assignment, plead the blood of Jesus, even bind that spirit that will come against us, the healings and the deliverance, and glory to God, and even for those that are need to hear the salvation, and whatever blocks the enemy has on their ears and on their heart for pain or glory to God, or hurt or disappointment, we curse and cast back, that the word will continue to penetrate through those areas. God, you said man looks on the heart, but God looks on the outward appearance. So we got to know when the word go out, and even when we're ministering and encouraging others or witnessing, Lord, and everything may not happen just that time, but we got to know one plant, one water, and you bring the increase. So we believe in you for it in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Amen. Praise God. I was trying to see what my sister's pastor was on board. Glory to God if she was to introduce it. But nevertheless, we thank God. Glory to God for the woman of God. Thank you, Lord God. She's a minister. Glory to God. And I'm a bearer of none other than our own Apostle Mary Burton down in Columbia, South Carolina, at New Hope Deliverance Ministry. And we thank God. Glory to God for a faithful woman, a woman, glory to God, has been with the ministry, glory to God, almost 30 years, but even with the ministry, even prior to that, even knowing Pastor, it's over 30-something years. But we thank the Lord, glory to God. She is a faithful woman, God, to God's work for the ministry there, for her pastor that she loves dearly, but most of all, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit, and that and blood washed, that makes all the difference, no matter about titles, how we live our life is go right before Christ and before his people makes all the difference. So her desire is to strive to please God. Thank you for the prayer life and prayer words. Thank you, Lord God, that she's transparent and humble enough, glory to God, if she's in error, she knows how to apologize and to repent. God, I thank God for knowing her, and I thank God, glory to God, for how I've watched her and seen how she's grown tremendously over the years. And glory to God, the Lord has blessed her through Pastor to be one of the ones, glory to God, that he's blessed her, glory to God, to oversee the prayer time on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Praise God through the spirit. I mean through the ministry of New Hope. At this time, glory to God. We want you to be prepared to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church through our elder Johnny May Simpson. At this time, receive the vessel that God has ordained for this hour to speak.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I pray everybody can hear me. I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for all the prayers that have gone up, all the praise in the name of Jesus, the worship, Lord. We thank and praise you for this hour, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to open our ears, our understanding, open our spirits, hallelujah, to receive what thus saith the Lord God. Oh, God, you, Holy Spirit, I ask you to word my mouth every step of the way, that you get all the glory out of all that is said and done. And we thank and praise you. Amen, amen. Thank and praise God for this line. Thank and praise God for this woman of God. Hallelujah. This ministry in the name of Jesus. I'm coming to you tonight with nothing new. I'm talking about a woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we all know this woman. It's the woman with the issue of blood. She had an issue of blood. Hallelujah. This is what God gave me. I said, Lord, everybody know this woman. But she was a certain woman. And the Bible said She had the issue for 12 years. I'm just going to elaborate as I, what God gave me. Now, what he gave me as he gave me this woman, what I first saw in this woman, that she came to Jesus. A lot of times people don't want to come to Jesus. People, sometimes we expect Jesus to come to us. But the Bible says she came to Jesus. But it was after she spent everything she had. You know, she had nothing else. She was growing worse and worse and worse. So she came to Jesus in a press. Hallelujah. It wasn't easy for her to get there. Not just because of her sickness, her disease, her flow, but because of the crowd, she came in a press. You know, I'm not going to read the scripture. I'm coming from Mark 5 and 25 down to 35. But anyway, this woman came in a press because she was desperate. And my question tonight is, how bad do you want him? Enough to press your way through your issues, through the trials of life, through your sickness, through whatever you're going through, is it enough for us to press our way through our issues? Because we all have them. The next question, how bad do you need him? Does it depend on your desperation? The desperation of your situation or the trials, the things that you're going through in your life at this point. She was at that point. She spent everything she had, done gave it to all the doctors in town. None of them helped her. They were, in fact, the Bible says she was getting worse, worse. And it seemed like Jesus was her final choice when it should have been her first choice. She may not have known him like we know him, but for us, when we're going through, Jesus should be our first choice. No matter what we're going through, that first choice should be that we call on the name of Jesus. We can touch Jesus just by calling on his name. He's given us that authority to call on his name. She heard that he was coming through. The Bible said when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press. All she wanted to do was touch his garment. She said, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. All she wanted to do was touch. So how bad do we want him? How bad do you want him? Do you want to just a touch, or do you want to follow him? Do you want to live with him? But she made it. She touched him with her plague, you know, and she felt that plague leave her body. And immediately Jesus, knowing within himself that the virtue had gone out of him, he asked the question, who touched me? Now, when he asked this question, I'm imagining this woman, her intention was, because I'm in this crowd, some may have known her, of her, and some may not have, but she shouldn't have been there by law. But because she was in this crowd and wanted to touch Jesus, she wanted to do it kind of like behind the scenes, sort of. She wanted to just get in there. If I can just get my hand up enough to just touch. She didn't want recognition. She wasn't looking for recognition. She was looking for healing. She was looking for a touch, and that's what she got. In the midst of what seemed defeated in her life, she touched, and she was called out. Because Jesus said, who touched me? And the Bible says in verse 31, his disciples said unto him, thou see the multitude thrown in thee, and thou sayest, who touched me? He looked about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. She had no intentions of being recognized in the crowd. Though Jesus knew who she was, he knew who she was. And what God gave me, the title of this message, I heard him say, excavate your faith. God is calling us to excavate our faith. Excavate means to make a hole or channel by digging. Digging material from the ground, or extract material from the ground by digging. She was so low, her faith was so far down, she had to channel her faith. She had to dig it up out of her. She had to extract that faith. She had to excavate that faith in fear and trembling. Though she had faith enough to get to Jesus to touch him, but when it came to her going to Jesus, saying to Jesus, she had to go in fear and trembling. But nonetheless, she went and she fell down before Jesus. She told him exactly what happened. This was her testimony. And this was an opportunity. I saw this as an opportunity also for the crowd that was around. And, you know, the crowd, in a crowd, if you've ever been in a crowd is not quiet. A crowd is loud and noisy. I can imagine praises and worship and singing and all manner of people calling on Jesus to heal them and to deliver them. But she heard him ask, who touched me? And she came before him, and the Bible said, you know, she said before the crowd in another gospel, she said unto the crowd that she'd been sick and, you know, how she'd been through this for 12 years, and because she touched him immediately, she was healed. She knew she was healed. So how bad do we want him? Do we want to trust Jesus? Now, this woman had gone through a process, and it could have been a worse process, but she didn't allow it to. She'd gone through, after those 12 years, she could have hindered the process. But when she felt that if I could just get to Jesus, when she heard he was coming through, she could have shrunk back and said, ooh, I've been going through this so long. I don't know. I don't seem like I can't get no help. I can't get healed. I can't get delivered. And, you know, the flow could have kept going, but she flowed right on to Jesus. Right on to Jesus. She flowed. So she believed and she received her touch, her healing. She looked all around. She couldn't find nobody, no doctors, nobody. All she could do was give them a try. And we do that sometimes. We find ourselves going through things. Instead of us going to Jesus first, talking to the Holy Spirit, we'll run to this person, we'll run to that person, we'll allow fear and trembling to come upon us and not acknowledge the Lord. And, you know, we don't get what we need. Instead of saying, going to the Lord first in prayer, you know, Jesus was not moved by what she was going through or even how long she'd been going through it. He wasn't moved by her suffering because he knew what she was going through. He knew when she touched her that she was made whole because he knew the virtue had left him. Because she went to Jesus, she was able to shake off this thing. She was able to give it over to Jesus. She was able to pack it under her feet because she said it. She spoke it. If I could get to Jesus, Lord, if I could just touch the Lord, hallelujah. And when we go through our personal relationships and things with God, sometimes we have to learn to be still. We have to learn to be still to allow healing to take place, to allow God to move. We need to be still to hear what God is saying, what God is speaking in our lives. Some of our issues are physical. Some of them are mental. Some of them are at the point of desperation. But we have to keep our focus on the Lord, you know. We have to know that we are touched by him when he touches us. When we ask him, we have to excavate our faith. We have to dig down sometimes. Lord, I'm trusting you. I believe that you can do it. We got to have the shield of faith on to be consistent and trusting God. You know, we got to stand on what the Holy Spirit speaks to us. We cannot doubt what God is telling us. We must learn to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. We got to be consistent in our walk as we make our way to Jesus through the crowd, through this world. We have to be consistent in our faith. Hallelujah. That's what Abraham did. Abraham was consistent in his faith according to Romans 4 and 19. Hallelujah. When Abraham was being, he was weak in faith, and his faith, he considered not his own body to be dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's body. He considered that, but he didn't stagger at the promises of God through unbelief, because his faith was strong, and he gave God the glory. Okay, God, this body look dead. It look like ain't no life, and not just mine, but the deadness of Sarah's womb. I see that, but I'm not going to stay here at your faith. We can't allow what we see to hinder what we believe, no matter what it is. No matter what it is, we have to trust God to walk by faith. We have to remove all doubt, all fear. We cannot allow nothing that we go through to hinder our walk with God. We have to walk by faith. And I looked up the word faith by the dictionary meaning. I told you excavate means to make a hole or a channel by digging, to dig out material from the ground and to extract material from the ground by digging. Now, the dictionary, we know the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I looked up the meaning of faith in the dictionary, and it says complete trust or confidence in someone or something strong belief in God or in the doctrine of religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. So Job 28:10 tells us that, give me a minute, he cut his rivers among rocks, and his eyes sees every precious thing. He binds the flood from overflowing, and the thing that is hid brings him to the light. The Bible tells us, it's telling us how rivers are cut out of rocks. We have rivers of life flowing on the inside of us. There's some things in us that God is wanting to dig out. God is wanting to pull out. God is wanting us to dig deep within ourselves. There are some things in us God wants to come time to bring things out of us. It's time for us to let go and allow God to have his way in us. You know, God want to cut through some stuff in us, want to pull it out of us. He want to excavate it. Hallelujah. And our faith is one. The Bible says if we have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. We can speak to things. We can speak to that tree and tell it to be planted in the sea. We can speak some things. So we have to have confidence. We have to be strong in our faith. God is calling us to be strengthen our faith, to grow our faith, to dig out that's in us. There's some stuff in us we have yet to get to. Hallelujah. Through the Lord, we have to allow this stuff to come up out of us. Hallelujah. And even in Luke 17:5, the apostles asked Jesus to help them in their unbelief and help them to believe more and more in God. Jesus told them about the mustard seed faith, that they could say to that sycamore tree, you know, be plucked up. So we need to talk to the Lord. Lord, I've been talking to him. Lord, I need more faith. I need that faith to go deep. Hallelujah. Even that mustard seed faith, Lord God, let it grow within us. In the name of Jesus, we have to trust God at everything. Trust God to grow us in his word, in his will, in everything that we do, in the name of Jesus. You know, and this woman could have been afraid also, because what she was going through, it was a penalty. She could have messed up some people and some things, but because she did what she did, she was right on point with Jesus. Jesus was passing through. Through Jesus, the penalty of the law that she could have faced was reversed, meaning that the contamination of this world has no effect on Jesus. She could have contaminated some folks, but because of Jesus, that contamination couldn't take place. This is how she was made clean. Jesus made her clean. She received an instant response to her problem, not because she'd gone through for so long, but she believed, according to Romans 5:1-2. Let me see, can I get to that real quick? She believed, the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith to this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory. Hallelujah. God expects us as right because we believe in him. As a result, we are friends with God because of what our Lord Jesus has done. We have to take every opportunity to thank God, to praise God, to believe God, to trust God, because he's already won the battle. It's already over. You know, we have victory in him, but we have to be obedient to what he's called us to do. We have to be watchful because of the enemy, because the enemy used the situations and circumstances that we are going through in this day and hour to try to bring deceit upon us, to try to deter us from what God is calling us to do. Our situations sometimes look desperate. Sometimes they are desperate. They may be desperate, but we cannot allow our situations to deter us from the things of God. We cannot allow them to pull us down to their level. We have to have our minds made up and have our guards up against everything the enemy plans against us, no matter what it is, you know, sickness, disease, no matter what. Satan has plans designed to defeat us. He want to deceive us by attacking us. He want to make us feel defeated, seeds of confusion, fear, and doubt. But we have to keep our faith strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, God already defeated him. We need to just trust him and employ our weapons, the weapons God has given us. We got to fill our minds with the word. We have to stand on the promises of God and reject Satan's lies. We got to tell him, you're a liar, Satan. I'm not doing that. You know, sometimes the enemy try to get us to say things and do things, and we just got to stand our ground. One time the enemy tried to get me to curse, and in the midst of fussing, I said, you're not going to make me curse either. And the person said, laughed and said to me, ha, ha, that's what I was trying to get you to do. But thank God for the Holy Spirit allowed me. He said he's trying to make you curse. And you know, we can't be nice. I mean, we can be nice to people, but we can't talk calmly to the enemy all the time. I was listening at a speaker, and she was saying, you know, people want to criticize we as men and women of God for rebuking this and rebuking that, which needs to be rebuked. But we can't talk gentle to when you rebuke, and you got to say what you mean and mean what you say. But there's a way to say it, because I was mad and I was fussing, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit said, he's trying to make you curse. And I said, and you're not going to make me curse. And that's when that spirit broke, because I spoke it, you know. But we need to trust God. We need to fill our minds with his word. We got to stand on the promises of God. You know, we got to trust him to help us recognize Satan's schemes and devices. Because trust me, he's always coming. You know, he's always shooting his fiery darts at us, no matter what it's through our children, through our loved ones, on the job, through your bosses. He'll use me against you if I let him. And he'll use you against me if you let him. But we have to learn to be sensitive to his schemes. And we got to equip ourselves to be victorious and walk in victory. We can't allow the enemy to do all manner of evil. And, you know, we just tuck tail and die in fear and trembling. As I said, we have to remember the battle is already won. And we got to trust God, you know. We have to trust God. We got to believe God. If I can just touch him, if I could just get to Jesus, hallelujah. That's all she wanted to do. She said, if I could just get to him. She went to him in the press, in the midst of all she was going through. She went through a crowd. And here we are in this world going through all manner of things. We still got to find time to get to Jesus. And when we get to him, we got to just touch him. Even if we don't get healed like this woman, we have to learn to wait. We got to trust him. We got to trust him. And, you know, I think about Paul. The Bible is filled with how Paul's ministry and the churches he found. You know, we must not forget the years Paul spent waiting when he might have seen, when it seemed like he wasn't doing nothing. You know, sometimes it seemed like we ain't doing nothing. But when you study in the Word, when we are standing before the Lord, praying and talking to the Lord and believing, not just for ourselves, but for others, you know, trusting God to reveal things to us, you know, we just have to wait. You know, Paul's ministry flourished because he waited for God to open doors at the right time, and he was obedient. When we're waiting on the Lord, we got to be obedient while we're waiting. There's a time and a season for everything. We need to wait for the fulfillment of dreams, for doors to open. Even in times of waiting, we should continue being faithful to do the things he has given us to do. We need to be ready for him to speak with further directions in his timing, the way he want it done. You know, I came to help my daughter out, and I thought, I said it like this. She knew I was coming. I was in church one Sunday, and she talked to her sisters and asked their opinion on when should she make my reservations and for how long. One said, they told her, you need to ask Mama. You need to talk to Mama. But she didn't. They told her their opinions of how long and what, because, you know, they know their mama. Some of them, they all know them, but some just step out and do their own thing. And so she didn't talk to me. She told them what she was, she got their opinion. Then she told them what she was going to do. And she did it. She went on and made my reservations for 2 weeks. And then she told me about it. When I found out, I called her. I said, what you mean? No, I didn't talk nice. I wasn't mean, but, you know, I spoke my mind. How you going to go to your sisters and tell them when you making my reservations? And you didn't tell me. You made them for 2 weeks. The baby may not even be born then. I'm like, what is that? And she, well, Mom, just that and other. I knew the Holy Spirit had spoke to me a month. But she didn't know that. And I said, at least a month. I didn't know why. I thought maybe I was going to do that just to get some more time in with the family and relax and help out and all that kind of stuff. And so I said what he said to me. 1 month. Got here. And the baby was born the next week afterwards. And I'm like, okay. So the next week, her husband, no, the baby was born on a Tuesday. That Saturday, her husband had to go out of town on business, on his job. And I said, okay, well, good. I'll be there for that. I was going to be there for that anyway. I said, okay, good. And so while he's on business and another state, his job wants to send him all the way to Colorado to help out because of his language barriers. And so I said, okay, God, now I see. Thank you, Lord. That's all like I said, thank you, Lord. And so when he came back, he asked me, he said, did she tell you I got to leave again? I said, yeah. I said, I knew it was the reason I needed to stay longer. I knew it. So all he could do was put a big smile on his face and, you know, just smile. But, you know, we have to learn to be consistent in our walk with the Lord. We got to learn to wait on the Lord and let us, even when we don't understand, we have to ask God to help us, even just to be faithful servants and wait. Always do what he's called us to do. You know, even when it seems inconvenient, sometimes we just have to press, hallelujah, all the time. We have to press in to do what we have to do, what we are called to do. We got to learn to be good stewards over the resources we've been given. We have to learn to always be ready, always be faithful. Remember the word always. Always be trustworthy. Always be available. Because we don't ever know when God is calling us, when he's going to need us. So that means waiting. Don't give up hope while we're waiting, but remain faithful. Commit our ways to him and seek him to be sensitive to his leadership. That's a big one. We have to learn to be sensitive to his leadership, not to ours, because our leadership, this old body will tell us, ooh, you hurting. Ooh, your knee hurt. You can't hardly walk. You can't hardly get around. How you going to do this, that, and the other? You can't hardly move. But we have to learn to move according to his leadership. Dad, do it. We have to have confidence enough to know that he will bless us. He's going to direct us at just the right time. But we have to learn to wait on God's timing. Amen. And be consistent. That's all I have. We just have to excavate our faith and grow in the Lord and grow with him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Bless the Lord for the words. And that's all I have. That was a powerful message in itself for every one of us. As much as we hear this message, God bless in another angle of revelation in it. So this was a powerful message tonight. And Mother McCormick always talk about how she just loved this, about the woman with the issue of blood and studying more on that. But just the message that we done heard over and over and have heard, I have found out ourselves through seeking the face of God. But this is another side of a revelation that is definitely meet for our spirit, glory to God, to live by. Thank God for you, my dear, and teaching us in that message, too, to wait on the Lord. Trusting him is vital, first of all, to be able to wait on him. But I just had to say that part before we even go into remarks. But in the meantime, definitely, it's the Spirit of God through you. At this time, praise God, we're going to take any prayer requests, and then we'll get to those remarks, because truly the Lord blessed the woman of God to bring us a message tonight from him, not out of her just knowledge of the word and so forth, out of her intellect, but out of the Spirit. So we praise God. There's many nuggets in that. But at this time, I'm just telling you all to do that. What line was open? Not one. The other computer came back up, and I have to remember that. I had to open the line here. Praise the Lord. Someone have a prayer request? We want to take that now for the woman of God to pray, and we'll be in agreement. So anyone that has a prayer request, we will take that now.
I would like prayer for the Cunningham family, my niece's husband lost his mom and his brother in a car accident. And that was the end of his immediate family. So I just like prayer for them, please.
Praise the Lord, my dear. Go ahead and pray.
I saw their name as I was studying. I had it on a piece of paper. Hallelujah. And I was praying for them even earlier today. Father, we yet ask you to strengthen the Cunningham family in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask you to bless this young man that have lost the last of his family members, Lord God. Strengthen his heart, Lord God. Oh, God, let him allow you to adopt him. If he don't know you, let him allow you to adopt him as his father in the name of Jesus, that he will come to know you as Lord and Savior, Lord God. Strengthen that whole family, Lord God, as they go through this time of bereavement, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to realize that all things work together for the good of those that love you. It don't look like it. It don't feel like it. It don't seem like it. But your word said it worked together for those that are that love you and are called according to your purpose. So, Father, we pray your strength in this young man and this Cunningham family in Jesus' name. Not only those family, but those other grieving families, God. Bereaving families. In Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you. Amen, amen. Yes.
Can y'all pray, continue to pray for my son, Charles Jr., and also my oldest son, Kenneth, and also my grandson, Kimwin.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, so we already know some of this for your son that's down in Florida. Okay, Elder already know who they are, so you go ahead.
Amen.
And pray, my dear.
Hallelujah, Father God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah. Because, Lord, you know these three men are already on my prayer list, hallelujah. So, Father God, we asking you to continue, hallelujah, to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to draw them to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to open their eyes, their ears, their understanding in the spirit, Lord God, that they'll hear you. In the name of Jesus, not just hear you, Lord God, but they will obey your word, your command, Lord, hallelujah. Whoever you say unto them, Lord God, let them do it, Lord God. Oh, God, we're praying for Kenneth and Charles Jr. and Kewin, Lord God, Brenda's sons and grandson, Lord God. Oh, God, you know them, God. You call them by name. So in the name of Jesus, God, we speak in healing, we speak in salvation in their lives even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Is somebody on the phone asleep? I may have to go through all those. Or is it they have a sinus problem? They're blowing hard in the phone. Okay, praise God. Anyone else? Thank God for the prayer. Hello?
Yeah, pray for Pernell Jones and her family, the Jones family. The doctors have said that, you know, there's nothing else that they can do. But God has got the last say so.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, you know Pernell. You know she's one that loves you, Lord God. You know she's the one that rejoices in you, Lord God. And, oh, God, we pray for her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak in healing, Lord God, but nevertheless, your will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we pray for her children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen them as they care for their mother. Strengthen them, Lord God, as they go through what their mother as their mother go through, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank and praise you, hallelujah, for that woman of God, this Pernell, Lord God. Continue to use her, God, even now, God, that you continue to get the glory out of her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Pastor Schaller has said, the Kenneth has one of her cousins. I don't remember what state he's in. But anyway, she said that he had a seizure and fell and bust his head and had a lesion there with blood. She didn't say clot, but I guess that's more or less what it is. And say he sometimes go through off and on with drugs too as well. So we're praying for his deliverance. They call him Kent, but his name is Kenneth. And she's out in Tulsa, but I'm not sure. It's just the other young man in another state.
Amen. Father God, we present Kent before you today. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, he failed, God. Oh, Father God, we know you as the God that heals. We know you as the God that can deliver even from drugs and alcohol, God. We know you to be all in all, Lord God. So, Father, we speak in healing into Kent. Not only healing, Lord God, we speak in salvation to come to his house, Lord God. Oh, Father God, whether he's conscious or unconscious, Lord God, we ask you to minister to his spirit in the name of Jesus, that you'll get the glory out of his life, Lord God. We bind up the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, even in the midst, God, deliver him while he's wherever he is and whatever state he's in, God. We know you can still deliver him from alcohol or drugs or whatever it is that he is into. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Father, we pray, present the Bostic family before you tonight, Lord God. We ask you to strengthen them in the loss of their brother, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to heal them in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? What else? So I don't remember right now what Pastor said. This young lady, her sister's, Pastor Charlotte, is in Tulsa. Her sister is in some part of Florida. I don't remember. But anyway, she went over to Morocco, and they had a horrible earthquake, and they were caught. She had called yesterday when we were in service down there, but I couldn't take the call at time. But she told me what she called for is that young man Kenneth, but also her sister was over in Morocco, and they had a horrible earthquake there. First it said a couple hundred, then 800, then it said 2,000, and she was right up in the area, but the Lord blessed and saved her life. And she should be back. I don't know what day she's coming back on. There's some kind of tour she was on. And so she's not sure whether it be the 12th or what, but it was last night that she got the message finally that she escaped and without, with her life. So I can't think of her name, so we just go by Mitchell. And even though it's not a last name, that's Pastor Mitchell's sister. And to pray for her, that's the one we prayed for, was it last year or the year before, that she had lost her husband, was in depression for over a year, and then now she's been able to get back out and travel. The family is glad for all of that, but in the meantime, to come up with this situation. Just use the name Mitchell right now for
and
her.
Pastor and, Anderson.
Right. Huh?
And Pastor Anderson.
Okay, then, praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank and praise you. Hallelujah for sparing Pastor Mitchell's sister's life in the name of Jesus in the midst of this earthquake, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we don't know whether she's been affected in her body by it or whatever, but Father God, we thank you for what it is in the name of Jesus. Because God, it could have been worse. It could have been the other way, but you didn't see it, Lord God. So Father, we ask you to continue to keep her, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. And oh God, we ask you to bless those all around her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, those that are going through this earthquake, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, open her eyes, their eyes, our eyes. Hallelujah. That we'll see what's going on around us, Lord God, and that we'll take heed, that we'll learn to pray even the more, Lord God, and be sensitive to the needs of others in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we pray for Pastor Anderson, Lord God. God, we speak in healing to that body, hallelujah. We speak in healing to those kidneys, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, if there's an antidote that she needs today, take, God, give her the antidote, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, through food or whatever, God. But, oh, God, you give it to her. You tell her what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, Lord God. But we speak in healing, God, that she will be healed. She is healed. In Jesus' name, we thank and praise you, God. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord, amen.
Praise the Lord.
God. Oh, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If that's all the
Thank you, Lord.
Prayer request, bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise
okay,
praise
Mother McCormick, go ahead.
Yes. Ella, John May, could you pray for my daughter, Teresa? I think yesterday she must have walked too much or something. I don't know what happened. Anyway, she's having problems with her legs and her hip. And so she said she stayed up all last night and everything. So could you pray for that? Thank you.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we speak healing to Tressa's legs in the name of Jesus, her hips, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we speak in healing to the joints, the whole body, Lord God. Everything is connected. Hallelujah. The hip bone connected to the whatever bone, God. I used to know it, but I don't know it, but I know you know it, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you let your healing hands, hallelujah, that healing virtue soothe her from the inside out, her legs and her hip, God, even my hip, Lord God. As I lay hands, Lord, we speak in healing on these hips and on the leg, God, hallelujah, of Tressa, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak healing, 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 in the name of Shatayat of Ahosa, healing in the name of Jesus. We thank and we praise you, God, for healing her body. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I'm praying
Thank
for, actually, to pray for Carmelita, Ely, Ms. Ely. She, they're having a financial crisis, but all these hayman jobs, that's probably why Pastor Burton and Pastor Burton prayed for her yesterday with her back, but it goes further than that. Some of it has to do with some of these jobs and standing. She have a regular job that she works in a home. I mean, you know, she can work from home from the office. But these other jobs and stuff like this, and we don't understand the financial crisis, but sometimes we can get in a situation that you get tied up in what problems before you, that some parts of you, you're not listening to hear the directions and you're trying to fix some of it for yourself. It was in the Word yesterday, in the Word today, and been in Word past time, but sometimes your yoke got to be destroyed. So she's in a situation that her body could really break down. She don't get a handle on, you know, pushing herself with all these jobs. So just to get her faith back in this area, because it's strong in other areas, but this thing right here is before right now, this little crisis. So just asking for it before she get in trouble with her body breaking down really bad later. And some things she has challenged with that she's going to have to unwind her mind with. So just asking for intercession for her and for y'all to continue to keep it till the yoke be destroyed for Carmelita Ely.
Amen. Father, we speaking to Carmelita's body in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, that she's walking in faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank and praise you, and we command this back to line up with your word in the name of Jesus. Father God, excavate her faith, hallelujah, that she can stand on your word, hallelujah, by your stripes. She was healed in the name of Jesus. We command this back to line up with your word in the name of Jesus, by your stripes. She's healed, hallelujah. And we command stress, hallelujah, to loose her body in the name of Jesus. Loose her mind, her spirit. We command everything that's not like you to loose, Carmelita. Even concerns for finances. Lord, give it a mind to cast it all on you in the name of Jesus, that she don't have to worry about, hallelujah, different jobs and different. Lord God, help her to put her focus even the more on you, hallelujah. Line up with your will, God, that you get the glory out of her life, Lord God. Hallelujah. We come pull down every vain imagination that tries to cause her to not trust you, Lord, try to cause her to lose her confidence, Lord God. And even, God, we ask you to give her Holy Spirit, give her strategies on how to stand, how to position her body even when she stand, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank and praise and ask you to teach her little exercises that she can do even as she stand, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you get the glory, Lord God, that she's standing firm in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the finances, God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. I give glory and praise for all the prayer requests and for the power of the anointing, because as the elder prayed, we're standing in the back in the background for all the those things that manifest and what God has already done as well. Praise the Lord. Oh, it was a couple of praise report. We get that later. We pray tomorrow anyway. The Lord say the same. In the meantime, right now, Apostle Burton, Elder Johnny May's pastor is on the line. So let her have the remarks and then the prophet. And then we're going on down to the mother, the evangelist, and whoever else on the line would like to encourage the woman of God from what they've heard through the word. Praise the Lord. At this time, Apostle.
Amen. I thank the Lord for Elder Simpson and Nighthouse. God have used her to bring forth the word about the woman with the issue of the blood. Amen. And how we have to stand in our faith no matter what, no matter, and how, you know what I heard was how through her getting to Jesus, nobody wasn't contaminated because Jesus was in the midst of it.
Yes.
And everything was made clean because he was in the midst of it. So I thank the Lord for God using her and letting us also know a lot of times we just got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and continue to see what the Lord does, see how the Lord going to work it out for our good. And she said, all things work together for the good to them that love God and the call according to his purpose. There's a purpose for everything we go through. So I thank the Lord for God, her allowing the Lord to open her up, to give us that revelation of what
yes.
the Lord is saying through the woman with the issue of blood. Y'all be blessed.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Vert still there?
I think Amen. Praise the Lord. What a message from Elder
Johnny May.
Now, Johnny May. It was a good word.
Praise God.
And I have to say, as Pastor Burton already said, I had never looked at that or even thought about that as people being contaminated because of the issues that she was going through. But when she was talking, God just showed me sometimes how we contaminate ourselves or we get contaminated by what we allow other people to say to us are the things that we allow to come in our ear gate and our eye gate. And how she said, because Jesus was there, people weren't contaminated. And in that same way, I think about how we are contaminated daily by what we hear and what we see. But we thank God for Jesus, who washes us and cleanses us and sanctifies us so that the stench of this world don't stick on us. But what a message, and I thank God for you, sister. Good message, very informative. Enjoy that. Let God continue to bless you.
Continue to pray for me.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless the Lord.
All right, ladies.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Elder Johnny, man, I thank God and praise God for that word, because I received what you were saying when you were talking about the desperation and how bad do you want Jesus, or do you just want a touch? And that really opened up my eyes and given me deeper understanding of how bad I want Jesus. I don't want just a touch. I want more of Jesus. And then you came out and talked about how we have to dig in our faith, dig deep in our faith, because God want to dig out a lot of stuff that we got dormant in us so that we can be a vessel for him and he can get the glory out of it. And then you talk about how we have to have confidence and trust in God and don't allow our situation to deter us away from God, and to keep our faith and God, and know and keep our mind on God, on God's word. So I just thank God and praise God for how he used you and how you given us deeper revelation of the woman with the issue of blood and how we need to apply it to our life. So I pray that God continue to take you up higher and deeper in him, and I pray God strengthen you, and I love you, and you be blessed.
You too, dear. I love you too. Thank
Amen.
You.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Truly, I give God glory, honor, and praise for Elder Johnny May and the word, praise God, that she brought forth about the woman with the issue of blood. Praise God. And you asked the question, how bad do you want Jesus? And then you asked the question, how bad do you need Jesus? And that just made me think about the crowd. Of course, the woman with the issue, she had tried everything else. And she grew worse rather than better. So, and I'm wondering if people in that crowd, I'm sure there were people in that crowd that needed the Lord, that needed something from him. Praise God.
Amen.
But how bad did they want, and had they got to the point? And it just makes you wonder, Lord have mercy, what is it going to take for people to realize that they've got to, if they want help, if you want help, you've got to surrender. As the scripture teaches, submit to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee. So we must surrender to the Lord and then put our confidence, our assurance, our hope, our trust in him. You cannot waver. If a person hasn't, especially if you're a child of God, if you haven't figured out by now that you've got to come believing that God is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently, God is going to do what he say. I just trust
Amen.
God like that. He's going to do exactly as he say. And I just, your message just made me thought about how many more people, because we can, look all down our street, every, in this whole world, there are people, there's multitudes of people that need the Lord. But how bad do you want him? And he's right there waiting for people to come. Praise God. It's like if you lose something, praise God, the Holy Spirit said, well, I was waiting when you're going to get around to asking me. And God is waiting on, I don't know how long she had to wait, but she, praise God, she finally came to the conclusion that, you know what, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be made whole. And she settled it in her mind. She had tried everything else. Is that what we're going to do? Or we're going to continue to try everything else, believe everything else except for decide to surrender? We've got to surrender, and we've got to trust God like never before. If you don't believe that, keep living. But I thank and praise
Amen.
God for the message. I thank and praise God for using you, Elder Johnny May. God bless you. I appreciate that. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Elder Jeremy. Thank God for using you so mighty tonight, because you bring in the words that people have to hear. This is faith. You got to know to stand on faith and trust God. Believe God. Be obedient. Thank God. Be faithful. And you brought these words in, baby. So I know that God was using you mightily, that all the ones that hear, stand on it, baby, because that's what's going to take us through the storm. Faith, believe,
yeah.
Trust, faithfulness, doesn't matter what it looks like. I like when you say that, baby. No matter what it looks like, stand knowing that God will never fail you. Faith, I enjoy this word that God used to bring to us tonight. Have a blessed night, Elder Jenny May. Love you, dear.
Love you, too. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Elder Jenny May, again, this is the performance. I tell you, you just talked on the same thing. I just love that issue of blood. I don't know what it is about that word of the issue of blood, but every time someone talk about it, I get a little bit more out of it, It's just so good. And I just thank God that God gave you that on tonight, because I got a chance to get me a little bit more of the understanding of the Lord of the issue of blood. And I thank God for the port where you was talking about after she came worse. You know, sometimes we get worse and still going to Jesus the first time. We go to the doctor. We go to the doctor and that's good. But she went to the doctor and then she went decided to go to Jesus. And so when it got worse, mm-hmm. when it came to a prayer, she decided to go to Jesus. But what I got out of this thing, when you were talking about that, I said, oh, God, you gave me something else. And what I got out of it, where it said she heard that he was coming. Now, everybody heard that Jesus coming. We all hearing that Jesus coming. But what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it?
Amen.
We hear that he's coming. And like Sister Hannah down, like you already, I mean, just like Sister Willard said about the crowd, and also you said that she was in a crowd. And I thought about the crowd. I said, so sometimes we can be in a crowd, and even though the things is going on in the crowd, you know, there probably been people when she was in that crowd trying to get to Jesus, there probably were people there looking at her right funny and everything because she was down, you know, low, trying to touch the hem of his garment. But thank God that she did not pay any attention to that situation. And that's what we have to do today. We got to not pay any attention to what people think about us when we trying to get to Jesus, what they're saying about us. We got to continue to keep the press and keep on pressing on and keep on trusting God and keep on going through and believing that God is able to bring us out of whatever situation we're going through. I thank God for you, Ellis. Johnny May, I thank God for you. I ask God to continue to bless you and keep you and give you what your heart desires, need, and be blessed in every day. Love you.
Thank you, Lord of Osha. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. Thank you. Thank God for you too.
Praise the Lord. Is that it? Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. I thank God again for so much glory to God that was said on every angle through the various women of God tonight. Praise the Lord. And thank God, too, as well, the statement when the pastor and the apostle and the prophet spoke and so forth, like this concerning the contamination, which I didn't know about that because I thought about how they'll say she could have been stoned and would have liked that in that. So I bless the Lord in spite of that, her determination and her focus to not allow nothing or whatever. If I get stoned, if it is, it's almost like Esther. If I perish, let me perish, but I'm going to see the King. So regardless, glory to God, that was a blessing also to know about her determination in spite of, because like I said, she exhausted everything else. So now when her faith then brought her, glory to that place that she can be able to receive what she was believing for in Jesus' name. And I thank the Lord about how you kept reiterating our trust in the Lord. And in the meantime, for to even get to a place to wait, you can't wait on him if you don't have no faith, because faith cancels out fear, fear cancels out faith. So her determination, glory to God, and the word that you've given us tonight to continue, in which we've been hearing it, but we got to get it more in our spirit that we got to trust in the Lord, and that, like the Bible said, lean not to your own understanding all your ways. He'll do the directing, but we know that we have an enemy to contend with. But in spite of that, that determination to do what God said and how you said, every opportunity you get, praise the Lord. Glory to God. That scripture says in Psalm 34 about, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And it said, the first part of it saying, I will bless the Lord at all times. We got to condition ourselves to know what, I want to praise him in this valley, because he said he's in the valley with me, and even on the mountaintop. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but he makes it possible through the Holy Spirit. And thank God, he said, be still and listen. We got to learn how to just be still and wait on the Lord, but that's back to our trust in the Lord. And even as he gives us instructions, make sure, and your example too, I'm not moved by so far with my daughter or either what the other person was trying to provoke you, go out to curse and go over to God, and even how the enemy exposed that individual. And that determination to do it God's way, that's why it's so important to acknowledge him. You said a lot of great things and so forth to reiterate and also to bring awareness and some things in Revelation to get us to see more and more. So God bless us so we won't be ignorant of Satan's devices. And so we thank the Lord again for you tonight. Praise the Lord and how God has blessed you. Glory to God, even in the instructions, the encouragement, the wisdom and awareness flowing out of God's word. So bless the Lord, and as he continues to bless you, to use you for his glory, and thank God for what he has done. As you already prayed, but we thank you, God, for touching your body tonight and your determination to be on your post. Even though you're on assignment up there, praise the Lord, you're still on your post. Glory to God, even from yesterday being on the phone to be able to pray and did not let that move because you wasn't in the city. While you're up there in New York, and then you came still yet to speak tonight. So we bless the Lord for your determination to carry out whatever assignment God placed you in, regardless of how you're feeling. And we know there are going to be times when we are to be, you know, to step back. But thank God, glory to God, your willingness to obey. So I pray, God, continue to bless your knee, as you said, your hip and your body, and God, continue to encourage you. Bless the little Gabriel. Glory to God, a new vessel coming into the land, and God, we pray, God, use him for his glory, and also for blessing your daughter, giving her strength back to her body, and praying for the husband as when he's in and out to go. Glory to God, praying for the little grandson and all the family, even back in Columbia. We bless God for you, and thank God for your pastor, Apostle Burton, and we pray, glory, that you continue to be encouraged and seek the face of the Lord, and let God use you for his glory. We thank God for all that he's done tonight, and for every prayer warrior, for all those that are visiting on the line, and even for that he's done yesterday was such a great opportunity to be before the Lord with our brothers and sisters, and what our brother was and never, our sisters, glory to God, and what God has done in our midst through the prayers and the manifestation of some things yet to come. Thank God, glory to God, for Apostle, glory to God also, for even her determination. Even when her body wasn't feeling the greatest, she stood and standing and, glory to God, still magnifying the Lord. We bless God for every one of you prayer warriors, glory to God, that bless the Lord for your faithfulness and all that God has blessed you to do and the powerful prayers and the anointing that just flowed through the place, and even the time of all the prayers and praying and stuff like for us to have good service and also good food and no confusion and still yet being able to represent Christ. So it was a blessing. I thank God for you. And God, we are praying for many more great things for God to do in these healings, deliverance, and even in our own bodies as God blesses, even for any future time for coming together and gathering together of the eagles. So bless the Lord again tonight, and we give him praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And for those that will be available, prayer will be continued on 7 o'clock tomorrow. And so if there's anything from the prophet, the apostle, before we depart from the phone, we're also going to make sure that we have our elder, praise God, to have her remarks as well. Amen. So if you want to, Elder John and May, you can go ahead and do that, and then we'll hear from the prophet or the apostle, if there's any words.
Amen. I just thank and praise God. I just pray for his goodness. I thank and praise God for what I got out of the message. You know, how even if we are contaminated, we got to get to God quick, fast, and in a hurry. Some people try to hide what they're going through and, you know, all manner of issues and things, but I want to come naked before the Lord. I want to be clean because we all have issues. But
yes,
they're going to be with us unless we surrender ourselves to the Lord. You know, we can't just keep tipping and hiding and slipping and sliding and allowing the enemy to have rampant in our life. And when we struggling and running from the Lord and not trusting God, the enemy is laughing at us. He got
yeah.
another one down. But, you know, we got to trust God. We got to touch God with our infirmities, with our issues, with everything. We got to just trust God and be consistent about what we're going to God with and know that God is the only one that can deliver us. Before we contaminate anybody, we got to get rid of some stuff. We got to excavate our faith, dig out some stuff that shouldn't belong there, and pull up some stuff, dig up some stuff that needs to come out. We got to dig out all kinds of mess out of our life and allow God to bring forth that well of living water in our faith. There's some stuff that got to spring forth and some stuff that's got to be dug out. But I just thank and praise God for what I got out of the message. But all I could see was this woman touching him. Jesus know we touching him. He want to know it. He want us to know he know we're touching him. But we just got to continue to touch God. And I thank and praise God that we all got something out of it. Because it wasn't me, it was the Holy Spirit. Because I'm like, oh, Lord. But I thank God for this word because it makes me want to even dig deeper, want to touch him even more, not just touch him, but continue to stay at his feet, you know. So I thank and praise God for this word tonight. Amen.
Amen. I praise God, too. Amen. And you said something just right there on the end where I had on my little note on the side, I was trying to hurry up, talking fast, but you brought that point out about that digging deeper, praise God, about the springing up of the living water, getting those things out. So thank God for that, too, as well. But the message, whole message was great. Praise the Lord. But you got that little point in, and
praise
I missed
God.
It. I was trying to write down my little note that I wanted to have a little bit of something in for to let you know, encouraged about the message. But thank God for you. At this time, we'll hear if Apostle Burton and Pastor Bird have anything to profit before we close.
No, I just give God the glory for listening to the word that I heard tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Out of that one, but I appreciate it, and I thank God for using Sister Johnny Mae, Minister Johnny Mae, for his glory.
Amen. Praise
thank
God.
You, Apostle. Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Well, in the meantime, if Prophet don't have anything to say, we're going to get ready to close the line and celebrate Jesus continuously every day. I pray that we all keep a mindset to stay in a retentive heart, stay humble before to give him his praise in the valley. Don't let the enemy steal your praise, because he said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And learning more and more to trust him and to wait on the Lord is something he's often say and tell us, and he reiterated that tonight many times about the trust and the wait. But in the meantime, we bless God again for the woman of God and pray for each one of you that should be strengthened and encouraged. God bless and pray spiritual and financial blessings, and most of all, our relationship with the Lord, getting deeper and deeper and stronger in him and obedience to his will. Pray blood covering over you all and families as we bind up Satan, all his little cords, and every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme be eradicated. And glory to God. We thank you, Lord. And thank God for you all, too, as well. Praise the Lord as we continue to pray one for another. Amen and amen. Angels be in camp.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
What
amen.
A mighty God we serve. Praise God.
Amen
yes,
and shalom.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Shalom.